got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Mental health disorders are the leading cause of disability in the United States and Canada. In addition, 1 in 5 Americans suffer from a mental health disorder, yet only 60% of people with mental illness get treatment each year. My next guest has developed an app for your phone that can tell you if you are potentially at risk for various mental health disorders. His name is Dane Hallberg. He is the CEO of the company M3 Information. Dane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about, I guess my first question is that you have a free app that you are bringing to the public, and you are the CEO of a corporation. How do you pay the bills?
Well, we have two versions of our app. We have whatsmym3.com, which is completely free and anonymous for patients to go on and take a free 3-minute assessment of their mental health, and we have a enterprise version for health systems and clinicians' practices that is a paid-for version for healthcare providers.
So a hospital group or a private practice would purchase that, and that is how you would get paid?
That is correct. We have a nominal fee per screen, which is also reimbursable by the clinician. But what this does, it provides a more robust data set for the clinician. They can look at a patient, have a patient screened right in the office, maybe when they're getting their blood pressure taken during those interactions with the staff of a practice, and take the test, and they can look at the data to see if a patient has a chronic condition, such as high cholesterol or blood pressure, which, when coupled with a mental health condition, is extremely more expensive to treat that patient. So helping provide insight to the patient and the provider in terms of helping them with, say, diabetes or high blood pressure or hyperlipidemia, along with a possible behavioral health condition, can really benefit not only the patient, the provider, but the caregivers as well.
Right. So I've been practicing for about 25 years, and what most people, when I tell them what I actually do for a living, they don't really believe me when I tell them that 80% of what I see in a primary care practice is anxiety and depression. And really what I do is diagnose it, I treat it, and I'm in the reassurance business, not insurance business, but reassurance. I'm trying to tell people that everything's going to be okay, this too shall pass. And so I think this is a crucial product because, again, 80% of who walks into the doctor has some sort of, I don't want to call it a mental problem, but they have some underlying issues that have brought them to the doctor, because most healthy people don't go to the doctor. So I think people need to know that's what doctors do all day. And it's okay to come in. You don't have to come up with some excuse of why you've come to see the doctor. They spend 20 minutes with their story, and I say, listen, we don't have to do that. Just tell me what's going on. That may be something that has come with experience, that I realize that now, whereas doctors coming out of school still think people have all these exotic illnesses, but it's really all depression, anxiety, undiagnosed bipolar disorder, mood disorders, alcoholism. So I commend you for coming out with this. We in my practice you're very welcome. We use something called the PHQ-9, which I would imagine this is similar to, and that is a billable test where we ask them a series of questions to do a screen of whether or not they're depressed or have anxiety. So how does your app differ from the PHQ-9?
Well, the PHQ-9 looks at depression only. And the founders of the company, when they were looking at treating their own patients, you know, these are also medical professionals that thought that these behavioral health issues weren't being diagnosed properly. As you know, when a patient comes to your office, and not your office, to a healthcare provider's office, and maybe they're some of the symptoms are very similar to depression, they may be bipolar patients. And you know, if you treat a bipolar patient with an antidepressant, they get worse.
Right, you can make them manic.
So, the manic phases, and they cycle faster when they're on these medications. So they said, look, you know, we want a very quick tool that can look at four areas: anxiety, depression, PTSD, mm-hmm. and bipolar. And so they didn't. So if you use one test that's just looking at depression, you might miss the other three. There might be a combination. So they thought, you know, wouldn't it be great to have a very quick, unobtrusive test that a patient could take at home in the privacy of their own home, and without the stigma of saying, you know, of being judged maybe by someone they've just met, or just find out what's going on because they're not sure. And they found, maybe I have an indicator, something might be wrong. They can take that into your office and say, you know, I took this test online. What do you think, doctor? You say, well, you know what? We can give that to you right in the office on an iPad, and you can sit in the exam room by yourself and take it again, and let's see if the results are consistent. And if they are, then you have your treatment protocols, as you mentioned. When patients come in, they're explaining symptoms of anxiety or mania, you provide your treatment. And one of the great things is when they leave your office, you can prescribe and say, hey, I'd like you to take this test again remotely mm-hmm. in 2 or 3 weeks to see if the treatment's effective and how you're feeling. So that was really one of the driving forces behind M3 and developing the test, the screen.
Right. It's pretty cool. So when did you roll it out?
We rolled it out about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to do all the market research. We had to do the studies, the University of North Carolina, to get the screen validated, to ensure the science was there, to make sure that we weren't missing anything, and have other scientists and healthcare professionals, you know, give it that stress test to make sure that what we were putting out there was a valid tool, was precise, was accurate at identifying these disorders. And once we had the science and the validation, we went to health systems, as well as some of the FQHCs, the federally qualified health centers in the U.S., and said, you know, we'd like you to use this and tell us what you think. And, you know, the response has been phenomenal. You know, we're hearing great success stories. You know, some of the clinics in the U.S., they have social workers providing the test to patients and say, hey, you know, you might have an anxiety issue, so let's use this test, let's give it over to your primary care doctor, and you can have a conversation, or a behavioral health specialist. And we're hearing, you know, life-changing stories, which really, for me, to hear, you know, patients talk about, you know, these issues they may have had for a lifetime or recently, to finally address them and they're feeling better, you know, they know they're not alone, and the communication's there. It makes me feel great as a CEO of a company that's doing good things, not just profit-driven, but doing good things for people, and not just you know, based on greed, but really helping.
I got the chills just listening to you. So it does feel good to actually do the right thing sometimes, and
it does
get paid for it at the same time. How much money is this country spending on? Well, I think we're not going to have enough time to go into it, but let me just say that a lot of money is being spent in this country by not diagnosing mental health disorders, and this app seems to be something that's going to bring that number down, destigmatize mental illness, get people into their doctor, get them steered to the actual therapy they need. So it sounds like a pretty cool app, which I would encourage every listener to go out and download on their device, take the test, and see how they're doing. Dane Hallberg, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dane was the CEO of M3 Information, and their company has developed a new app called whatsmym3.com. You can find in the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, don't let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends.